how do we connect Vedic mathematics to Krishna consciousness? Actually, there is paravidya, which is spiritual knowledge. There is aparavidya, which is material knowledge. But material knowledge, it is harmonious with spiritual knowledge. And then there is what is sometimes called as avidya, which is material knowledge, which is disharmonious with spiritual knowledge. So, for example, atheism or atheistic interpretations of science, where God, soul are entirely rejected, that will be avidya. So now, Ayurveda, for example, it is not necessarily always spiritual. Yes, there is an understanding of the spiritual conception of life there, but many Ayurvedic practitioners may not be necessarily spiritual themselves. So, but at least there are basic principles which are compatible with spirituality. So there is the bhakti tradition, which is the highest message that we get from the paravidya. But along with that, there are other things also which come. They are a part of the same broad tradition. So our goal is not primarily to teach people Vedic mathematics. Our goal is to use these branches of knowledge, and when they offer some utility, to help people by thereby appreciate the source from which, the broad source from which this knowledge has also come. Because many times there is, in the media, in the culture, negative caricatures of traditional India. So, some of those can be countered by these things. So, we say now specifically, you don't have to go into the historical origin, when Vedic mathematics came and all those things. We say that this is from the same broad body of wisdom, tradition, that has given us the paravidya also. So, it's like if you consider the broad knowledge of the Indic tradition as a circle.
Mm-hmm.
In that, there is some small sector that agrees with modern science or is similar to or even more advanced than modern science. There is some sector which disagrees with modern science. And there is a large section that transcends modern science. Mm-hmm. Whether Krishna is God, whether Krishna exists in Gopala Vrindavan and all that, science has nothing to say about this. It is just beyond the scope of science. We primarily approach scripture for studying this transcendental body of knowledge, right, that we can purify our heart and develop love for Krishna. Now, for helping people to develop faith that this transcendental body of knowledge is worth considering, then we can talk about the first circle, the material body of knowledge, which is parallel to or which is more advanced than modern science. And if people get too hooked up on this, then we can, this part seems to contradict. To tell them, you know, we are not coming to scripture primarily for material knowledge.
Mm.
Even modern science also accepts that there are knowledge is formed from the determined by the frame of reference. So quantum physics sees the world differently, relativity sees the world differently. Also, Vedic scripture is seeing the world from a different perspective, from what modern science is seeing. So if that perspective is helpful in helping in getting people to develop faith in the overall body of knowledge, it is fine. We can use that and then help people thereby to come closer to Krishna. The transcendental body, transcendental knowledge which is there in the scriptures. Okay.